Hey guys, this is Robert Rochelle with d3vbus.com with another podcast. And I was doing my rankings and I was putting some articles together about points per set, and that got me into hitting percentage and all of that you can find on the website. But I started thinking that it would be kind of cool to look nationally at the ABCA Top 25 and kind of compare it to points per set and see kind of how they mesh or they don't mesh. Because frankly, there are some teams in the top 25 that I don't think, you know, when I watch them play, are particularly better than other teams that aren't ranked. And then I think there are some teams that are just outstanding. So, you know, in the rankings, that might be the difference of one ranking point, right? I might love a team and they're sitting there at six, and someone else that I'm particularly not fond of, maybe they're at seven. And I thought, well, let's bring some other data points in and then see where these teams kind of fit in the grand scheme when you look at hitting percentage and when you look at points per set. And that's what I want to do tonight. I want to look through the ABCA top 25, and then I've added three teams that the ABCA doesn't have that I have in my top 25. So that's 28 teams total. And what I did was I looked at their points per set. I went through every single team, went to their website, pulled off their numbers, had to do a few things to manipulate at a couple places that aren't too friendly. I'll get into that. If you're familiar with the website, you know I'm keeping track of points per set. The numbers may differ a little simply because of the way I handle triple blocks, but let's not get into that. And then I also looked at hitting percentages for each of the 28 teams. And then what I did, because frankly I'm a nerd, is I assigned points. I said, who's the best at points per set? 1 point. Who's the worst? You get 28 points. Who's the best at hitting percentage? You get 1 point. So I basically ranked them 1 through 28. And then what I did is I added them up, and then I sorted them, and I says, who's got the least number of points? Because they were the highest finishers across both of these statistics. And we'll take a look at that. We'll see who is the number one team in the country based on hitting percentage and points per set. And if you're unfamiliar with points per set and hitting percentage, let me give you a little rundown real quick. And I know I just dove into this really quick. There was no flirting or anything here. So points per set is basically a measure of how well a team generates its own offense. So there's 25 points in a game, in a set, unless you go extra. How many of those 25 does a team earn? So you don't earn all 25, typically. Typically, there can be mistakes from the other team that give you points, right? Ball handling errors, attack errors, when there wasn't a block, those kind of things. So it's great when the other team gives us points, but how many does a team earn? Because the more that they earn is obvious to me means that they're a more advanced team, a better team. And then hitting percentage, we ran into this a number of years back. I did some research, and as far back as the statistics go, there's never been a team at D3 that's won the national championship that hasn't been in the top 11 in hitting percentage nationally. It's just a fact. So it was top 10 for the longest time. Emory won 1 year and they were 11th. It's a little unfair to those teams because that number also includes the NCAA run when they're playing some really good teams. But bottom line, top 11 hitting percentage, or you might as well just stay home. And so that's why, to me, these are two really important statistics. And found some interesting things. So I do want to go through it. Before I do want to complain a little bit because you know I like to do that. Colorado College, what is the deal with your statistics page showing a PDF, right? I mean, that is virtually no effort. But I will say that's better than the old school HTML links that Emory still has, and that Chicago still has, and that Washington University St. Louis still has. We need to get rid of those because they are disgusting and I don't like using them. and I much prefer the interactive web interaction with the statistics that virtually every other school uses. So if you are a part of that school, put a suggestion in, if you don't mind. Get the SID involved. Let's take it to the president if we have to of the school. Write letters, protest. And frankly, if you need to drop out of school and protest, then I support you. So with that said, let's get into a little bit more of the points per set and the hitting percentage, and let's figure out who really is the best team in the country. Let's start off with points per set. Again, that's a measure of how well you create your own offense. And if you read my website, you know that my rule of thumb is if you can get to 18 points out of that 25, if you can get to 18 points per set, then you are an elite, elite team, elite program. If you can get to 17 or more, you're going to make the NCAAs. Virtually every team that gets to 17 or more points per set seems to be a Pool A conference champion or a Pool C, which is an at-large bid. They're in the tournament. The big exception I've seen over the years is MIT. For some reason, they get to 17, and it just doesn't matter. So wins and losses, selection criteria, obviously that all matters more. But I just thought it was interesting that 17 or more is usually a good indicator. 16 usually means that you're a very good team. So looking through points per set, again, what I did went through the AVC 25. I added my three. I've got 28 teams. I don't want to step through every single one of these, but to give you kind of a little overview of this, the number one team in the nation in points per set, when I look at just these 28 teams, the ranked teams, is Claremont Mudd-Scripps. They come in at 18.6 points per set. That's a great, great number. They've also been playing some tough teams, so that it makes it even doubly impressive. Very, very good team. Very, very good number. The number two team, and these are the only two teams that were 18 and above, is Colorado College. They're at 18.48. So these two programs are at the elite level. I will say that Colorado College hasn't played the level of competition that CMS has played. Still, they've got a great number. This weekend they're in for a big challenge, going out to Johns Hopkins. Playing at least three really good teams. I can't remember if they're playing three or four teams out there, but all of them were good. Right behind the top two, we've got Wisconsin Whitewater at 17.97. So they just almost hit that 18 point mark. So again, those three clubs are kind of set apart from the rest of the 28. And then in my little formula that I did, they each are getting, CMS will get 1 point, Colorado College two, Whitewater three, and again, lowest point total wins at the end of the day. Some interesting teams here. UC Santa Cruz, they're not in the ABCA top 25, but they're in my top 25. So that's a team I added. They're fourth, 17.61. They've been playing the SCIAC teams down in Southern California, so not too shabby, and they're coming away with a really strong number. Trinity, they've been number one, and now they're, I think they're sitting at three. They're at 17.5. So that's your top five: CMS, Colorado College, Whitewater, Santa Cruz, Trinity. I know my website is kind of dedicated to the West, so I certainly, this is more of a national, so I'm not going to mention at all that four of the five teams are from the West, from the Region X. I'm not going to do that to you guys, so don't fear that. Certainly not going to harp on that four of the five are out of Region X. There's no telling what that means, so again, let's not talk about that. Let's move on. Real quick, we've got Calvin coming in at 6, 17.3. We've got the defending national champions Johns Hopkins coming in at 17.24, MIT 17.22. So it doesn't matter for you, MIT. You are not making the tournament for whatever reason. Another New England team, Babson, 17.2. Hope's right there with them at 17.2. And then rounding out the 17 points per set teams, We've got Wisconsin Eau Claire, and we've got Southwestern. So 12 teams are at 17 or higher. That's a pretty strong number for the for those teams. Great start for all of those teams. For the teams in the 16-point range, let me just quickly go through them. There's Barry comes in at 13th place at 16.8. We've got Concordia, Wisconsin. We've got Wartburg. We've got Ohio Northern. We've got Tufts. We've got Mount St. Joseph. Mount St. Joseph's a team I added. Northwestern, Carthage, Washington, St. Louis. We've got Chicago. We've got Emory. Rounds it out there, the 23rd. Emory is the 23rd team out of the 28 in points per set at 16.04. That's, some of the teams that I've watched that I haven't been overly impressed with, and it's kind of unfair because I haven't watched the majority of these teams, but Emory really seemed to struggle a little bit in my mind. That number's fine, 16 points is fine, but that's not an Emory number. Emory being below 17 is shocking, to be frank. Chicago at 16.09. I thought they lost a lot of talent coming into the season. I got to watch them play Concordia, Wisconsin. I didn't think they were that strong. They still won that match. But a 16.09 number, fine, it's fine, but that's some of these programs do a lot better over the course of most years. So that leaves five teams that are under 16. And those are Bethel at 15.94, Juniata at 15.6. Juniata is a team I actually dropped from my top 25 just because I didn't have a signature win that I was really impressed with, and didn't know about points per set, but that kind of plays out of why they of another reason why you could drop them. 26th place in points per set is Mary Hardin Baylor, 15.59. Milliken's right behind at 15.58, and then the 28th team is Transylvania at 15.07. It's another team that I've dropped from my 25. In the West, one of the teams that is interesting is Mary Hardin Baylor. They're undefeated. Their schedule is just not that strong this year. The ASC is struggling. UT Dallas is struggling. So Mary Hardin Baylor may just walk away with the conference championship, no problem. They're into the NCAA tournament. If UT Dallas figures it out and takes that championship, I think Mary Hardin Baylor's in a world of hurt if just because of the scheduling. And this number is really surprising that it's kind of low for them because they're a really top-notch program, but they're not playing a bunch of teams that I think are strong enough to warrant having a number at this point. So, if that makes sense. So again, all of these numbers are fine. I think once you get into the 15s, you need to be a little worried. I think when you get to the low 16s, I mean, Emory, what was Emory? Emory was fifth in the AVCA top 25, and they have a 16.04 points per set. I mean, that's in my mind, that's a big problem. We saw Carthage have a tough weekend. They're at 16.25. And maybe that explains it. Maybe the offense, maybe they're not generating enough points. They're a program that, and Emory as well, are programs that can figure it out, but obviously struggling at this moment. And of course, when I say struggling, I mean struggling in the sense of, hey, here are the top 28 teams in the nation struggling, not like, hey, you're number 300 in the nation. So just to clear that up. So the other statistic we're going to focus on is hitting percentage. Again, very, very important from a national championship standpoint. Plugged in all of the hitting percentages from all of the websites, statistical websites, and came up with an ordering of the 28 schools and assigned points, just as I've mentioned before. So the number one school in this category was Colorado College. They're hitting 334 right now. That's a pretty hefty chunk ahead of second place Calvin, who's at 300. So again, I think the competition that Colorado College is playing is leading to that. That's going to come down. But still at this point, you got to say congratulations. Let's move on. Number three, Babson, 290 hitting 296. Number four, Claremont Mudd-Scripps CMS hitting 294. Hopes at 284. Tied with Barry, who's also at 284. You've got Trinity, 277. You've got Tufts at 264, Johns Hopkins at 261, Ohio Northern at 250. So that's the top 10. Top 11, in case you're wondering, was Whitewater. They're actually tied with MIT at 246. So typically, at the end of the season, you're going to see a number around 250, a little bit above or a little bit below, but that's going to be an impressive number. Right now, we've got some teams that are hitting really, really well. Some of this is going to be competition related, but still, you just can't take away from the fact that they're doing that well. So again, we've assigned points to these teams in the particular order that they came out. I guess I'm trying to debate how to do this. I'll just run through it real quick. I mentioned Whitewater and MIT are tied at 11th. Santa Cruz comes in at 13. Wartburg, Northwestern, Emory, Eau Claire, Mary Hardin Baylor, Chicago, Juniata, Carthage, Southwestern, Mount St. Joseph, Washington University, Bethel, Millikan, Concordia, Wisconsin, and Transylvania is bringing up the rear. And if you've paid attention, you know that Transylvania finished 28th out of 28 in both categories. So that does not speak volumes of what's going to happen when I start adding those up. So I think some of the interesting things here is kind of looking at the points per set and how they relate to hitting percentage. So Baps and they came in a tie for ninth in points per set, and they're third in hitting percentage. So they obviously have the efficiency. Maybe who knows what that means, right? It may mean that they're blocking or their serving is a little off, but they're definitely doing it with the hitting. Some other bigger gaps. Barry, 13th in points per set, and they're tied for fifth in hitting percentage. So again, why hitting kills is just a third of the calculation that goes into points. It's the big third. You get more kills than you do aces and blocks. But it's not the whole story. Some other interesting ones. Whitewater, we mentioned, was third in points per set, but they're tied for 11th in hitting percentage. So some big gaps there. Southwestern 22nd in hitting percentage, but 11 tied for 11th in points per set. So another big gap there. So most of the schools that are struggling in points per set are also struggling in hitting percentage. That's probably not a big surprise to anyone. All right, so then I moved into the proprietary formula where I basically just add everything up and apply a value and see, based on these two statistics, who is your best team in the country. I could count it backwards, but that's kind of why leave you in suspense. So the top team, they finished second in points percent. They finished first in hitting percentage, Colorado College. So they're based on the statistics, they are your top team. The ABCA has them in fourth. So not a huge surprise. CMS comes in second. They're second in the ABCA, so that's kind of right in the ballpark. Calvin comes in at three. They're sitting at sixth in the ABCA. Trinity comes in at four. They are number three. So far, the ABCA and this little formula is driving really good. Now, things go south here. The fifth team happens to be Babson. Babson is your 23rd ranked team. So maybe an indication that we can expect continued good things from Babson, and we would expect to see them start jumping up in the rankings. I think it would help if they played somebody maybe outside of New England, but I won't get on that soapbox in this particular podcast. Number six, and kind of interesting to me, is Whitewater. That's a team I think I had in my top 10 or maybe even my top five. I can't remember. The ABCA has them at 11. So kind of an indication that maybe the ABCA needs to bump them up a little bit more, that they are a team that's performing at a very high level. Seventh is Hope. The ABCA has them in ninth. Johns Hopkins comes in at eighth. Obviously, they're the number one team. The next big surprise coming in at number nine is UC Santa Cruz. So that's a team that's unranked in the ABCA. I have them ranked, but only at 25. So here's a team that statistically is doing outstanding, and should be in the top 10 based on these two statistics. So something for the voters to consider. I know that they're not a traditional power. They're in a wacky conference that's it has teams from across the nation that doesn't play a conference schedule, but they're playing quality teams and they're beating them. And they actually played CMS first game right out of the gate this year and played them tough. They lost in four sets. So you can't sleep on the Banana Slugs, which is just a good general rule regardless. 10th, finishing out the top 10 here is Barry. Barry comes in at 10. The ABCA has them at 7. So if I look down the top 10 of the ABCA and I say, who haven't we talked about, right? Number 5 is Emory. We haven't talked about Emory. And I've mentioned that's a team that I'm struggling with because I saw them play and I wasn't impressed. I know they're a traditional power. I know that they lost a couple games, but to some very good teams, and you don't want to penalize them. But at the same time, we have to look at these rankings with a fresh piece of paper, and what have you done this year? And if you haven't done anything, then do we reward you for past years? And honestly, I say yes in some cases, but at some point we have to say no. And maybe we're there at this point with Emory. They certainly will play a tough enough schedule to get back in the top five. But anyways, yeah, that's just my thought. Ohio Northern comes in at 8, a team I've liked, but they came in at 13th. So I mean, not too far, I suppose, in this formula. So, but that's a team. Maybe we've got ranked a little too high, although I think I even have them ranked higher. And then number 10 was Mary Hardin Baylor. So again, a team that I kind of talked about earlier that I'm a little unsure about. They're ranked 10th in the ABCA, but we have not come to them in our little rundown yet. So that's where we are after the top 10. I'll just scoot through some of these till we get down to the bottom. We've got number 11, MIT. Tufts comes in at 12. Ohio Northern, which I just mentioned, 13th. Eau Claire's at 14th. Eau Claire's a team that was looking really, really good, and they dropped a match to Wartburg, I think it was. And now I'm going to have to go check to see if that's correct. And it was. Look at the big brain on, is it Brad? Big brain on Brian? That's one of those two. Pulp Fiction reference. Eau Claire was a team I really liked, but they're looking like they're probably ranked based on these statistics right where they're supposed to be. Wartburg comes in right behind them. Then we've got the directional schools tied at 16th, Northwestern, then South and Southwestern. Emory, there's Emory. Emory comes in at 18. Chicago comes in at 19. So two traditional powers. A little further down the list, Carthage, add that third power. They're tied, three-way tie, Carthage, Mount St. Joseph, and Concordia, Wisconsin. Mount St. Joseph is the team I added. And so now we're down to 22nd. Okay, so there's going to be three teams that don't make this 25, top 25 ranking. We've got six teams left. We've got three spots to rank. The 23rd team is Mary Hardin Baylor. And I would agree, that's probably a place that all things being equal, is probably where they belong right now. Juniata, again, that's a team I said I had taken off my rankings. They come in at 24. They're tied with Washington St. Louis, a team that's further up as far as the ABCA is concerned. I think they have them at 19. So that's your top 25. Juniata and Washington University, they tie at 24. Place, and that leaves three teams. And the three teams that didn't make it, based on these two statistics, are Bethel and Millikan. And then you already knew that Transylvania finished last in both. So Transylvania is the 28th team out of the 28 here. So what does it all mean? Pretty much nothing in the grand scheme of life. But these are things that I'll look at, especially as we get later in the year when these numbers start to normalize out, to kind of justify where I am when I do my top 25. None of this relates to selection criteria. None of this gets you an at-large bid. None of this wins you a conference championship. But if you don't have a good points per set number, if you're not efficient hitting, those things aren't going to come to you, just because you're not going to put yourself in a position where you're playing for a conference championship or you're high enough on a regional ranking to be selected, and going against the other nine regions and beating out one of their teams. So I do think these numbers are extraordinarily important. They're not a one for one get you into the tournament, but without them, you're not making it, if that makes sense. What else? What else? What else? Oh, I thought one th and I kind of knew this, and I came back to it when I was looking up statistics, but it just makes me chuckle that University of Wisconsin Eau Claire has the nickname of the Blue Golds. And of course, their school colors are blue and gold. And I don't know how it all came to be, but I just in my mind envision this huge committee that's trying to figure out the team colors for Eau Claire. And after years and years of struggle, they come up with blue and gold. And then someone says, okay, the second order of business is, what's our nickname? And someone just said, I'm out of here. Just make them the Blue Golds. I don't care. And that's probably how they became the Blue Golds. That's just my thought. But I chuckle every time I see it. So, anyways, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to go through these two statistics. I do love them. I think it's interesting that most of the ABCA top 10 comes out pretty well in this, but we do have some problem children in Emory and Mary Hardin Baylor specifically. And then we've got some teams on the backside, like Babson and Tufts. I didn't really go into Tufts too much, but they're 12th on this. They're on the backside of the rankings, and yet they come out pretty well here. So New England's kind of tough right now, just because they started, some of them have started a week later. I know that Tufts did, and the schedule out there, I have an article on it somewhere in the distant past for this year, is just not that strong. But it is what it is. So anyways, that's what I've got for tonight. And I hope you enjoyed it. Hope it kept you awake if you're driving, and put you to sleep if you're listening to this at bed. So again, I'm Robert Rochelle, d3vbus.com. Come check out the website. And until next time, I'll see you later.